Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a defective block homeowner whose daughter now relies on two inhalers due to mould exposure in their home is frustrated by government's empty promises. The Irish Cancer Society are calling on the next government to fully fund the National Cancer Strategy. Concerns have been raised over the stability of the structure of the Milford Hotel building, and second-level teachers in Donegal will join a nationwide protest on Tuesday to express their concerns over changes to the senior cycle. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport coming up at around a quarter past five. A defective block homeowner says his life is a living nightmare. One of Martin's daughters now requires two inhalers as a result of mould exposure in their home. On today's 9 till noon show, Martin spoke of how he had brought a mould-covered jacket to Letterkenny on Monday night last, hoping to show it to Taoiseach Simon Harris, but he did not get the chance. The jacket was in the room where his daughter slept until just a few months ago. Martin says there's stories like these that the government needs to be hearing as they tell the true story of what the crisis actually means.
That is a mould-ridden leather jacket that has come out of my daughter's bedroom. We have two girls moved out of their bedroom about 7 or 8 months ago, and we put them down into the playroom, cleaned out the playroom and put it down because the room was so bad. We have a defective concrete home. Every single person with a defective concrete home is breathing that on a daily basis. We are fed up with these empty promises here in Donegal. It's an absolute disgrace and it's criminal what's happening. There's associated suicides with us. There's been marriage breakups. The mental health and torture that people are going through is just a living nightmare that you just can't seem to wake up from. I'm fed up with these empty promises, 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 and we're sifting through the scraps from the table constantly. They're giving us drips and drabs. Even in the face of scientific proof, they still seem to manage to drag their heels. We are dragging them, kicking and screaming over every hurdle just to get something. I just don't get it. But now that it's taken effect on people's health and my children's health, I can assure you I'm not one but happy this morning. It's not right. It's not right.
Second level teachers in Donegal will join a nationwide protest on Tuesday to express their concerns over changes to the senior cycle. Teachers will hold a lunchtime protest outside their schools to highlight their belief that the changes will undermine the standards and threaten fairness and quality for Leaving Cert students. The protest, organised by the ASTI and TUI, calls for a postponement of the implementation of the senior cycle redevelopment programme. Northern Ireland's First Minister is being urged to intervene after a County Tyrone man was arrested in Dubai over a negative online review he'd posted about working for a dog groomers. 33-year-old Craig Ballantyne from Cookstown was arrested 3 weeks ago. Campaign Group, detained in Dubai, says he's facing prison because of the UAE's cybercrime laws. Northern Ireland First Minister Michelle O'Neill had this to say about the case.
Well, my office are engaged with his family and I want to get a speedy resolution. My office has also contacted the embassy in London as well, so I will continue to be engaged with the family.
Concerns have been raised over the stability of the structure of the Milford Hotel building. Donegal County Council has confirmed an assessment of the vacant property will be carried out, after which further contact will be made with the property owner. Councillor Declan Meehan says it is not the only property in The property is not only an eyesore in the town, but also poses a danger to public safety. He says while the site is earmarked for development, action needs to be taken to secure the building structure in the interim.
This is an ongoing issue in Milford. Not only is the building an eyesore in the heart of the town, but it is a potential public safety concern. And we don't know to what extent and what threat the building poses to public safety until it is assessed. So it's a key first step in deciding what the next steps are for the building and the site at large.
And the site is earmarked for development under the Milford Town Centre First Plan, but this is kind of a lesson that you can't just let the buildings lie idle when they are in such a state waiting for the redevelopment.
Exactly, and that's the concern. I mean, look, we have a fantastic roadmap ahead for Milford in the form of the Milford Town Centre First Plan, which I was very happy to work on and delighted to be able to work on prior to the election. And you know, we can't afford to wait and see what happens to the building, because plans take time. And I know that the owners of the site there have recently engaged with the council about the plans that are outlined in the Town Centre First Plan. But we can't afford to wait and see what happens to the building. We need to know what condition it's in and to what extent it poses a threat to public safety.
Around 850 people are diagnosed with cancer in Donegal every year, while last year 420 in the county died from the illness. The Irish Cancer Society are calling on the next government to fully fund the National Cancer Strategy. It's been found that cancer care will be a key issue for voters in the upcoming election, as 2 in 5 people in Connacht and Ulster put off going to the GP or hospital because of financial barriers. Emma Hart, Policy and Campaigns Manager, says it's a sad reality.
What we found was that costs tend to lock people out of accessing healthcare. And that is actually really shocking, because it just means that people feel they're left with no choice but to prioritise other costs over accessing their healthcare. So essentially what we found is people are prioritising other costs like heating and eating. So that means getting their food shopping, paying their utility bills, paying for fuel. And these are also important costs to people, and they're making that calculation, trying to see where they're going to spend their money.
And it's important that general election candidates listen, because one of the statistics revealed is that 3 in 4 people in Connacht and Ulster are thinking about health and healthcare whenever they're making their decision on who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So we know, for example, in Donegal that over 850 people will be diagnosed with cancer on average each year. And unfortunately, over 400 people will die from their cancer diagnosis. So it is really important that people are getting timely access to healthcare. You know, whether that's an initial appointment with their GP because they feel that they have some symptoms and they want to get them checked out, or after a diagnosis where they need access to treatment. And we can see nationally that, you know, people are waiting a long time for treatment. And last year, you know, nationally, 1 in 4 breast cancer patients didn't get their breast cancer surgery on time. 1 in 3 cancer patients didn't start radiation therapy on time.
Donegal County Council is being asked to speed up a programme to replace ring buoys across the county. The issue was raised at 2 municipal district meetings this week. At the Glendies meeting, Councillor Micheál Colum McGill-Asbuck said erosion and other problems has compromised ring buoys all around the coast, and a replacement programme needs to be expedited.
Unfortunately, due to storms and a massive issue of coastal erosion right around the coastline and also inland, and inland, we've seen where ring buoys have been washed away. We've seen where they've been located has been threatened by coastal erosion and other weather elements. So it's really important that we replace them immediately. DAF are very keen to see this done immediately. I genuinely believe that. But we need more staff to make sure that the likes of this here isn't left to chance. That's why I raised it at the local MD meeting. So if you look at areas, Castle and Maharoti, down in Gador, out in the Mojada, even down by the airport in Brage, we've seen where ring buoys are being threatened by coastal erosion or washed away by high tides, like Elena Crutch.
The council is saying, look, we're prioritising this, we're doing it as quickly as we can, but there's up to 800 of these to be done. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, but I just think the system that we're using right now, there needs to be a quicker response.
Meanwhile, at the Letterkenny Milford meeting, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh stressed the need to ensure buoys with smart technology trackers are rolled out across the entire county. In particular, he wants the area around Old Town Bridge and Port Bridge prioritised.
There doesn't seem to be any at the Port Bridge or at the Old Town Bridge, and they are two of the most vulnerable, I would say, in the county, because frequently it has happened that lifeboats have disappeared from there. So the tracking technology just makes it easier that a member of personnel will be alerted if one goes missing, so that they can either go and retrieve it or replace it quickly. Maybe it doesn't stop it happening, but it prevents it being absent for a long time and putting lives in danger.
Donald Trump has returned to Washington, where he's meeting President Joe Biden. Mr. Biden has congratulated the president-elect on his win and says he's looking forward to an easy transition of power. Some votes are still being counted, and we don't know yet if Mr. Trump's party will hold on to control of the House of Representatives, the lower chamber of Congress. They've already won control of the Senate, the other branch of government. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says at the last election, the handover of power was very difficult.
President Biden affords President Trump what he did not afford Biden 4 years ago, and that is an orderly transition of power, the beginning of the transition process that will last from now until the 15th of January.
It's essential the Department of Sport and Donegal County Council work with the Buncrana Leisure Centre Committee to secure funding for the amenity. That's according to Minister Charlie McConnellogue following a public meeting last night to discuss funding for the facility. There was much outrage after the Buncrana Leisure Centre missed out on the latest round of sports funding. Minister McConnellogue says it's important joint efforts are made to get the project the funding it requires.
Everyone is disappointed that it wasn't delivered and the funding wasn't secured this time around. However, now the key objective has to be to make sure that in terms of engaging with the Department of Sport, Donegal County Council, and working with the Swimming Pool Committee, that we follow up in terms of trying to make sure that we get this funding.
Ireland will be the first European country to raise the age to legally buy tobacco products to 21. It will take effect from 2028 after it was signed into law by the President. Anybody caught selling cigarettes to under 21-year-olds could face a €1,000 fine or 6 months in prison. A man has been arrested following a drug seizure in Derry yesterday. The 27-year-old was arrested on suspicion of possession, offering and supplying a Class B controlled drug. Police say he remains in custody and is assisting with inquiries. We're just coming up to 5:15 here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with rugby. Ireland coach Andy Farrell has made one change for the visit of Argentina to the Aviva Stadium this Friday. Robbie Henshaw replaces Bundy Aki at inside centre. Otherwise, Farrell sticks with the same side that lost to New Zealand last weekend. As Pumas come to Dublin with wins over the All Blacks, South Africa and Australia under their belt from the Rugby Championship, Farrell says Friday is the perfect opportunity to get over last weekend's defeat.
I think this is perfect because we've got another top draw opposition coming, and we want to test ourselves because we feel like we let a few people down last week.
Argentina head coach Felipe Contepone has made three changes to his team from their win against Italy. Vice-captain Pablo Matera returns from suspension to start in the back row. Matias Moroni comes into the midfield, while Locke Agudo Pete also starts. There's no place in the squad for Connacht Santiago Cordero. In football, Gavin Gilmore has re-signed with Fun Harps for the 2025 campaign. The winger joined the club during the summer after a successful trial period. Gilmore went on to make 6 appearances in the second half of the season. On the international front, Republic of Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson revealed it was an FAI decision to have Robbie Keane presenting caps to the squad. The former captain has been heavily criticised in Ireland for remaining as manager of Maccabi Tel Aviv while Israel bombarded Gaza. Keane, who left the post at the end of last season, was in the Irish camp this week. In golf, Rory McIlroy looks almost certain to win the race to Dubai heading into the final event of the season. Only South Africa's Tristan Lawrence can catch the Northern Irishman when they tee off at the DP World Tour Championship, which starts tomorrow. A top 10 finish for McIlroy would see him move alongside the legendary Seve Ballesteros on 6 titles.
He means a lot to the overall game of golf, but specifically, you know, in this part of the world and on this tour. So to draw level with him and to have a career that can somewhat stack up against his is very cool.
Team USA players are set to be paid for the first time for their participation at next year's Ryder Cup. Each member of the American contingent would receive close to €380,000 in proposals drafted by the team's organising body. It would be the first time in Team USA's 97-year history that players would be paid for taking part in the biannual tournament. There are reportedly no plans for Team Europe to make a similar move. Finally, in boxing, Kitty Taylor says she remains hopeful that she will get the chance to fight at Croke Park before the end of her career. The undisputed lightweight and super lightweight champion has a hotly anticipated rematch with Amanda Serrano in Texas on Friday night. Chantel Cameron is a likely opponent for the winner. And at a pre-fight workout this week, Taylor reiterated her desire for her next fight to be at Croke Park. And that's your sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Senator Niall Blaney has voiced his support for the cross-border Pareto initiative between Loretto Community School Milford and Portadown College in Armagh. The project has brought together students from both sides of the border to learn from each other. Senator Blaney highlighted the importance of such initiatives in fostering understanding and building peace. He emphasised the role of the International Fund for Ireland in supporting the project and called for increased funding for similar cross-border initiatives.
The first day that I met them, how shy they all were of each other, but to see the interaction today and how comfortable they are with each other, but moreover, the respect they have for each other. The programme's been an extraordinarily successful, and some of them have made fantastic friends. I know two of them are now best buddies in university in Belfast, in Queen's University. And I suppose for me, the more we can roll out this concept, the better. And I suppose, moreover, International Fund for Ireland are the ones that funded this and helped bring it together. And I know they're interested in rolling out more of them. I'm going to be contacting the Shared Island Unit. I think they should be involved in this as well. I'd be pushing that they do. I'd like to see this involved in all border counties either side.
And projects like this here can have lifelong consequences. You know, you're speaking to these young people at a very formative time of their life.
Absolutely. And I suppose at that age, when I think back to myself at that age, you're a bit more pure. You're a bit more open. These kids have been very open. But to see the outcome of it today and how they mix and how they engage, it's fabulous. And we really want to share this island. It's projects like this is going to make it happen. And that kind of engagement, that kind of respect, that level of respect. People talk about border poles. You're not going to need border poles. A work like this is going to continue. There'll be a natural transition where people learn to get on this island, and we'll learn to get on together and respect for each other. And that's where a successful future lies for us all.
Meanwhile, Social Enterprise Republic of Ireland and Social Enterprise Northern Ireland are joining forces in a new cross-border partnership. The International Fund for Ireland has pledged over €286,000 for the Discovery Programme, which aims to connect and support social enterprise leaders from both sides of the border. Donegal-based organisations Bundoran Community Development, Spreeoga Sport, Corcumann Éileann Éireann Mhór, Kilmacrenan Community Development are included. This is as well as Aspire Media Northern Ireland and Enterprise Causeway in Derry and Social React in County Tyrone. The initiative will foster collaboration and knowledge sharing, addressing shared social impact challenges and strengthening community ties. A county councillor who's looking for a house to rent in her area says prices are unaffordable. Councillor Dakota McVanman says she came across properties as expensive as €950 per month in Ballybuffet. Councillor McVanman, who's currently living in a mobile home, told the MD meeting that conditions are getting cold. She's calling for an end to price gouging, as some landlords are taking advantage of the accommodation recognition payment worth €800 used to provide accommodation to refugees from Ukraine.
A house for €950 to rent, it's absolutely ridiculous prices, like, for anybody to expect to pay. And we just have that incentive now to rent to Ukrainians that are getting this $800 a month. And it's no fault of the Ukrainians. It's the government's policy that they have put in place that is displacing the Irish people who are trying to rent. Because if a landlord can get $800 tax-free, that's the equivalent of about $1,100, $1,200 while paying tax. So, of course, they're going to choose that to get that tax-free instead. And then a lot of the Ukrainians are also topping up on that, so they're paying about $1,000 in total, but they're only paying $200 out of their pocket. And the Irish people just can't compete to that. There's just this total incentive to not rent to Irish people, and it's really getting out of hand.
And that's causing problems in communities. It's causing tensions.
People there, like, you know, they have family members that are living with them because they can't get a house, and then they're seeing that a house and they're possibly in their same estate as being let then to Ukrainian, and it's just so disheartening for them because they know they can't compete with it, and it's all just down to government's failure to think about our rural communities and how this is affecting the Irish people.
And looking now to weather, mostly cloudy with patches of drizzle, mist and hill fog, lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a defective block homeowner says his life is a living nightmare. One of Martin's daughters now requires two inhalers as a result of mould exposure in their home. On today's 9 till noon show, Martin spoke of how he had brought a mould-covered jacket to Letterkenny on Monday night last, hoping to show it to Taoiseach Simon Harris, but he did not get the chance. Second-level teachers in Donegal will join a nationwide protest on Tuesday to express their concerns over changes to the senior cycle. Teachers will hold a lunchtime protest outside their schools to highlight their belief that the changes will undermine standards and threaten fairness and quality for Leaving Cert students. Concerns have been raised over the stability of the structure of the Milford Hotel building. Donegal County Council has confirmed an assessment of the vacant property will be carried out, after which further contact will be made with the property owner. Councillor Declan Meehan says not only is the property an eyesore in the town, but also poses a danger to public safety. And finally, around 850 people are diagnosed with cancer in Donegal every year, while last year 420 in the county died from the illness. The Irish Cancer Society are calling on the next government to fully fund the National Cancer Strategy. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with more at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, November 13th. The death has occurred of John Joe Carlin, Ballinacore Crossroads, Killygordon, reposing at the family home today from 7 p.m. Funeral from the family home on Friday at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Marius Lynch of Clonmany, Gweedore and Glasgow. His remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, until 8 p.m. today and tomorrow from 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 1 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Margaret Maggie Ferry, Carrick McGarvey, Gweedore. Her remains will repose at her home today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m, rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 11 a.m. on Friday morning. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Anne Harkin ní Daoine, Ballymore, Dunfanaghy, County Donegal. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Anne Stevenson ní Boggs, 32 Towncastle Road, Strabane, and formerly of Dergalt Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Isabel Gillespie, ní Lindsay, Hollow Road, Castlefin. The house and wake are strictly private to family only, please, at the request of the deceased. A service of thanksgiving will be held in St Anne's Church, Manellan, tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by burial in the family plot in St Patrick's Church Graveyard, Dunamore. Everyone is welcome to attend the service of thanksgiving and committal. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St Patrick's Church, Dunamore, and St Anne's Church, Manellan, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Suzanne Campbell, ní Hagen, Myrtle Hall, 22 Yerney Road, Strabane, and formerly of Claddy, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.
Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred in Dublin of Rose McBride, formerly of Mount Charles, County Donegal. Reposing at Fannigan's Funeral Home, Lower Kimmage Road, Dublin, until 7:30 this evening. Removal at 9 a.m. to Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, tomorrow morning. Reposing there from 6 to 8 p.m. and overnight in the family home. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, with burial in the adjoining churchyard. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.